9 to 12。
今天的经节是在约翰福音第一章第九节至第十二节。
John chapter 1, verse 9 to verse 12.
约翰福音第一章第九节到第十二节。
That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave him he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
约翰福音第一章第九节，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
I would like to useA famous saying of John Calvin, the great theologian, the Son of God became the Son of Man, that the sons of men might become the sons of God.
我要引述加尔文的话语说，神子成为人子，好叫人子能够成为神的儿女。
Of the three big religions in China, Buddhism,Taoism, not Taoism, Taoism and Confucianism.
在中国有三个很大的宗教，就是佛教、道教还有儒家思想。
Does anyone of the three religions ever try to visualize or to find out the great mystery of the universe?
这三个宗教是否曾经尝试去寻找这个宇宙的奥秘呢？
The one that has concentrated most to find out the mystery of the universe is Taoism.
我相信唯有道教才尽力的去寻找这个宇宙的奥秘。
And the founder of Taoism is Lao Zi.
创办这个道教的创始人就是老子。
He was born about 600 years before Christ.
他大约是在公元前第600年前生的。
But Confucius was born 50 years or so after him in 551 BC.
但孔子呢是在大约公元前551年出生的。
And while 老子 wasThinking and meditating about the mystery of this universe.
当老子在思考这个宇宙的奥秘的时候，
he arrived at the word Tao.
他来到了道这个字。
That's how it gives the name of Taoism to the religion.
这也就是这个道教的来源。
And this is the same word that the Bible translates the Tao that.Is referred by Lao Zi to be the Word of God.
而老子所讲的这个道呢，跟圣经里面这个道是同样一个字。
And this Tao is equivalent to the original word, the Greek word called Logos.
而这个道字呢，是跟希腊文的一个 Logos 这个字是一样的。
Now the Greeks had also some idea.Of this great mystery in the universe, that there is a Logos, there is a Tao, who is in fact the creator.
希腊人呢，对于这个道的存在，就是这个宇宙的创造者，也就少许的这个认识。
But the mystery of God surely is a mystery of mystery.
但是神的这个奥秘真的是奥秘中的奥秘。
So that if they can catch some idea, even of the slimmest, it would be a great discovery.
所以这些宗教如果能够寻找到这个奥秘中的一小部分，就是很大的一个收获了。
So Lao Zi in the book that he has written called the 道德经，
所以老子在他所写的这本书叫做道德经。
It's a small book of only 5,000 words.
这本小册子只有大约5000个字。
But he has delved deeply into this mystery.
但是他却很深入的来研究这个道。
Well, this is what he says.
他这么说。
Something mysteriously already made.
是很奥秘的，已经存在的。
Existing before heaven and earth.
太初有道。
In the silence and in the void.
在空间和静默的时候就有了。
Standing alone and unchanging.
永不改变。
Ever present.
永远
in constant motion.
永远存在，永远活动着。
Perhaps he is a source of myriads of things.
可能他就是万物的创造者。
I do not know his name.
他说，老子说，我不认识这个道的名字。
Call him 道，
就称他为道吧。
For lack of a better word,
因为我找不出一个更好的名词。
I call him the Almighty.
我称他为全能的。
That's not bad. When God is so wonderfully great and wonderfully mysterious, for Lao Tzu to find something that touches the action and the being of God is very marvelous.
上帝是深不可测的，而老子竟然能够有这么大的一个收获，是很了不起的。
Well, Confucius was born 50 odd years after Lao Tzu.
孔子本身是在大约老子出生后的50年后出生的。
And when Lao Tzu was an old man,
当老子年老的时候
，and Confucius was a young man.
那个时候，孔子是个年轻人。
He went to see Lao Tzu to learn from him the Dao.
那个时候，孔子去请教老子关于这个道的问题。
And you know that Confucius is not a philosopher of the spiritual, but rather of the social.
你知道孔子本身不是一个属灵的一个哲学，关于属灵事物的哲学家，他是一个社会的一个哲学家。
In fact, he says concerning spirits, it's better to keep aloof and not to touch them.
至于这些属灵的事物呢，孔子曾经说过，我们不要去侵犯他们。
But he was touched by the word of Lao Tzu.
但是他却被老子的话来感动。
So this is his very famous saying: In the morning I know the Tao, that is the way of the truth. In the evening I'm prepared to die.
所以孔子本身曾经说过这么一句话，就是如果他在早晨能够找到这个道，那么他傍晚就已经预备可以去世了。
Such religion tries to seek God and the truth.
这些宗教都要寻找上帝和真理。
But they are not able to find the ultimate, like a man trying to build a ladder to heaven. How far can he go?
这些人就像一个人要做一把梯子到达天堂那里，这是绝对不可能的事情。
But in the fullness of time, God sent His Son to be born of a virgin.
但是按照主自己美好的时间，他差了他唯一的独生子。
And now at Christmas time, we are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
而在今天这个圣诞节，我们就是要庆祝主耶稣基督的诞生。
And when the Lord Jesus Christ is born in Bethlehem,
当主耶稣基督在伯利恒出世的时候，
God becoming man,
是神成为人。
And from that time until his death on the cross for our sins,
从那个当他出世的那天到他被钉死在十字架的那天，
he is the personification of the Tao,
他就是这个成为人状的这个道。
He is come, the word was made flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ as Tao has come as a human person, yet without sin.
主耶稣基督 道成肉身，可是却没有任何的罪。
And when we read John chapter 1 verse 1 to 14,
当我们读约翰福音第一章第一节到第十四节的时候，
How tangible, how being able to be felt, being able to converse with us is the Son of God.
我们发觉到这个道呢，能够让我们接触到，能够让我们感受到。
And as many as will receive Jesus Christ and believe in Him,
而凡接待他、信他名的人，
then God will give him power, authority to become God's children.
上帝就赐他们权柄，做他的儿女。
You are not a philosophy like Lao Tzu or Confucius. But now, having known the Lord Jesus Christ, you know 100 times more than Lao Tzu and Confucius.
你我都不像老子跟孔子是哲学家，不过我们在认识了主耶稣基督之后，却认识的比这老子和孔子更多了百倍。
We have our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us even as a father. He is called the everlasting Father.
我们的主耶稣基督爱我们如父，因为他是永恒的父。
You may lose a husband, you may lose a wife.
你可能失去了你的丈夫或者是妻子。
And those who have been separated from their loved ones.
可能你与你的爱人分离了。
And they were not Christians, but now having been separated, you have been brought to church and to believe in the Lord.
可能在那个时候你还未信主，不过现在你被带到教会来，你信了主。
And I have comforted some young lady who have fallen into such misfortune. I say, but now you are happier than before, aren't you?
我就曾经辅导过这样的一个妇女，我告诉她说，你以前是感到很失望的，现在你不是很喜乐吗？
Because now you have a new husband.
因为现在你有一个新的丈夫。
None other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who takes good care of you.
就是主耶稣基督，他好好的照顾你。
And so John the Apostle tells us in his first epistle, the chapter 1, he says, that which we have heard, we have seen, we have now touched, and we have fellowship with him in the closest fellowship, namely our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以约翰呢，在他的书信里面就说过，他曾经摸过耶稣，曾经与他亲近过，能够跟他一同交通和团契。
The Son of God came down to earth to become the Son of Man in order to bring us sons of men that we may become sons of God.
神的儿子降世成为人子，好叫我们这些人子能够成为神的儿女。
How beautiful are the sacred scriptures against all the writings of philosophers, though they are trying hard to find the truth, but it is a very flimsy truth.
跟其他的这些宗教，他们要寻找真理来比较，圣经的真光是光亮多了。
But there are many in the world today, especially those who are well-to-do, well-educated, and they live in very good circumstances.
但是今天在世上有许多人，他们很富有，很满足于自己的状况。
They feel, in fact, quite elated or quite confident in themselves to say, "Well, we have not done anything too bad."
他们对自己的感到很自信，认为说我们很少做过坏的事情。
So if we keep the ethical rules, we keep the Ten Commandments, and we give to charity, surely God will not deny us, but He will receive us.
所以只要我们，他们会说，只要我们继续行善，遵守这个十诫命，或者是甚至去捐钱给这些慈善机构，那么我们就行了。
That is the trouble of the Jews who have received the Holy Scriptures, but they reject Christ. And so they are also in a haze. They do not see clearly how God is so close and so loving and so kind to us.
这种情况跟当时的耶稣那个时候的那些犹太人也是一样的。他们接领受到了神的话语，可是却拒绝了主耶稣基督。
But the Bible declares that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags.
但是神的话也告诉我们说，我们一切的公义都如污秽的衣服。
That we may keep all the law, but if you break the law at one point, you have broken the whole law.
所以我们虽然可以守许多的诫命，但是只要我们犯了一条诫命的话，那么我们就是犯了所有的诫命。
Let me ask you then. You are trying to do your best to earn your way to heaven.
所以今天，倘若你想尽力靠着自己的行为来到天堂的话，我要问你一个问题。
When I was young, I used to discuss the matter of salvation with my big sister.
当我还年轻的时候，我曾经跟我的大姐来谈论关于永生的事情。
And we arrive at this that if we have 51% good and 49% bad, well, we can go.
那个时候我们的结论，我们谈论的这个结论呢，就是说，只要我们有51%是好的。虽然我们有49%是坏的，可是我们也能够到天堂去。
We are trying to live a very religious life under the teaching of the church, but we did not come to grasp the point that we need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as being the only way of salvation.
所以那个时候我们以为说，只要我们遵守教会给我们的教导啊，我们就能够靠着自己的行为到达天堂去，却不知道自己的行为是在神的面前是污秽的。
And when I heard the gospel that Christ died for my sins and that all my sins are washed away, and that time I felt really the Lord's blood had washed away all my sins, what a changed person I was. I became a new person.
所以当我听到福音之后，当我发觉到自己的罪已经完全的被主耶稣基督的宝血来洗净了，那个时候我的心里是多么的喜乐，多么的快乐。
I would like therefore to give a word to our friends here who may be doing their best and trying to keep the laws of God and giving charity, and they think that way they will go to heaven.
所以倘若在我们当中有人希望靠着自己的行为来行善要到天堂的话，我有一句话要来奉劝你们。
It is like trying to climb the Westin Hotel, 74 stories or so, and you try to work your way up.
这个方式就好像是我们要尝试去爬这个 Westin 酒店那样，我们要跑这个楼梯上去，跑到这个旅店的顶。
Some young person, athlete, and Olympic champion, perhaps you can climb the 84 stories.
如果这门当中有年轻力壮的，或许能够跑完这84层的这个酒店。
I can guarantee you that the most I can do is about 2 stories.
我可以保证你，我最多只能够爬楼梯爬2层而已。
No matter how resolute and how trying to live a good life you are, you can never succeed.
无论你多么尽力的想做一个好人去行善，你是绝对没有办法的到达天堂的。
The one who is a heavenly lift come down from heaven is going to take you up.The Son of God became the Son of Man in order that the sons of man may become the sons of God is here to take you.
但是我们的主耶稣基督就好像一个属灵的电梯那样，他降世为人，好叫我们这些罪人能够成为神的儿女。
Go up by his lift.
我们要靠着主耶稣基督到达这个楼顶。
That is the gospel.
这就是福音。
Why so many people do not come to the Lord Jesus?
为什么今天有许多人还不来信主呢？
They want to save face to say, well, I'm not too bad. I can work my way to heaven.
因为这是面子的问题。他们认为说，我能够靠着自己的行为到达天堂。
When the Lord's Spirit was working on me, because of faith, I would not dare to raise my hand to receive Christ.
当神的灵在我心中动工的时候，那个时候因为面子的问题，我不敢举手决志要信主。
It was a really struggle, a real struggle in my heart that made me very, very frustrated.
那个时候我在心里面的挣扎非常的大。
But I thank God for my younger brother.
但是我感谢主，我对着我的小弟来感谢主。
He put up his hand.
他举手决志信主。
And he looked at me and did not put up my hand.
他看我，看到我没有举手。
So he nudged me here, then my hand went up.
是啊，他扭了我一下，所以我的手就举起来了。
I never had a more happy moment than that time when I felt that now my sins are all washed away.
在那个时候, 我的心情是完全没有过的这个喜乐, 因为我了解到我的罪已经完全的被赦免了。
I therefore invite you to give up your struggle and come and humbly receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
所以今天我也奉劝你们, 放弃你们的挣扎, 完全的来到主耶稣基督的面前来信靠他为你个人的救赎。
And then you experience a new life.
然后你会得享这个新的生命。
Then the Christmas that you celebrate takes on a new meaning.
也唯有这样, 你庆祝圣诞节才有个新, 才有能够享受到真正的意义。
When I heard the two passages that I read, the one from Lao Tzu, trying to find the truth, and it says, His name is Tao, or for a better one, the Almighty, but still I do not know Him.
当我读到老子所说的话, 就是说, 这个创造者, 我就叫他道吧, 因为我不知道他是什么名字, 他是全能的。
And John chapter 1, verse 1 to 14, how tangible, how real, how true are our understanding and our experience in this.
但是我们从圣经这角度, 我们了解到, 这个创造宇宙万物的道是真实的, 是我们所能够摸出到的。
So when the Son of God comes down to earth, become the Son of Man, in order to take us, sons of men, to heaven to become sons of God, this message given to you, I pray that you may treasure and receive tonight.
所以今天晚上我们既然知道神子降世为人，好叫我们这些罪人能够成为神的儿女，希望大家能够珍惜这个信息。
Those of us who have been saved, may give glory to God with this knowledge more confirmed in our hearts forevermore.
也愿我们在当中已经信了主的朋友，我们能够更加的将荣耀归给我们的上帝。